Asian citrus psyllid is a cosmopolitan insect pest and economically insect pest of citrus that invaded Florida in 1998 and now poses a very serious threat to citrus industry. It lays eggs in newly developing shoots, which is also called flush, and I will be using that term later on. There are five nymphal instars and then the adult stage. And the whole life cycle takes about 20 to 24 days for completion. In addition to these attributes, the female, this insect has a very high reproductive rate, and a female can lay from 400 to 800 eggs. But in addition to that, the aspect of its biology and ecology, which makes it a more serious insect, is that it vectors a bacterium, Candidatus Liberobacter asiaticus, which is responsible for citrus greening disease. It's a very serious disease that renders fruits unmarketable and can kill the disease tree within 5 to 10 years. This disease was identified from Florida in 2005 in South Florida. And as you can, if you see here, it's now spreading quickly throughout the state. If we see here in this map, in this corner, all the counties in red are the counties where the positive cases of greening are confirmed. And these pink dots on a large map are the individual locations where those cases were confirmed. So basically along both the coastlines and in the southwest and central region, the disease incidence is high. So to control the pest as well as the disease in the long run, both the biological and chemical means of control are required. There's a good biological control for these insects, particularly predatory lady beetles and a species-specific parasite, Tamaraxia radiata, that was introduced. So judicious use of insecticide is required to maintain the ecological stability and the diversity of natural enemies. Systemic insecticides applied through soil avoid the direct contact and affecting the non-target organisms. Aldicarb is a systemic carbamate insecticide which is marketed under the trade name Tamic as a granular formulation, and it's recommended for use in Florida citrus at the rate of 33 pounds per acre. We worked on these objectives because the major unanswered questions relate to the rate, placement, and timing of the product in Florida citrus. As I said, the recommended rate is 33 pounds per acre, but the sometimes growers use the reduced rates to save in cost. So we looked at the recommended rate and reduced rates. Then usually this product is applied in a continuous furrow on the bed side of the tree row or one side, but some growers they do the split applications on both sides of the row, thinking that this practice may improve the control. Then previously, the application window, considering the dry season of Florida to avoid the leaching effects, its application window was between 1st January and 30th of April. And then because of the increased use of the product and the shortage of professional applicators, recently the start date was extended back to 15th of November. So, but it was not clear whether applying that early or at what time before the spring flush really impacts the psyllid populations. And then, as I said, it was important to look at the natural enemies also, and mainly I will present the data on the coccinellid lady beetles. So the first rate study in 2006 was done on a large block of Valencia oranges, 151 trees per acre on double row raised beds. It was a randomized complete block design, 4 reps and 4 treatments. There were 2 beds per plot. We looked at 3 rates, 33 pounds, 16.5 pounds, and 8.25 pounds. There was a control, and the applications were made only on the bed side, and the control received a blank application. Excuse me. Psyllid populations were monitored in April, May, and June, and that mainly depends on the production of flush. Young flush, especially where the nymphal populations develop. Flush density was estimated using a quadrant frame of 0.13 meter square, and psyllid adults and predators were monitored by a tap sample, which basically is a white sheet of paper 8 by 11 inches placed on a clipboard, which is placed under the branches, and branches are tapped 3 times with the hand, and any falling individuals on the on the paper are counted. We also made 1 minute counts for the predator adults and larvae on the bed sides of the trees. 10 flushes were examined per tree for psyllid infestation, and eggs and nymphs were counted in the lab on one of the infested flush per tree. For this study and the other studies that I'll mention, treatments were made with the professional applicator, and in this case it was made, they were made on 8th of March at 2 to 3 feet distance from the tree trunks. We are looking at the effects of the treatments, and where you will not see these alphabets, that means there were no significant differences on these variables. And here we see that in May there was significant treatment effect from all the three rates that reduced the adults numbers, and we did see a rate response in June, and the most reduction was seen with the highest labor rate of 33 pounds per acre. In June also there was a significant effect only from the highest labor rate that reduced the percentage of infested flush, and there were no effects on eggs, density of eggs and nymphs per flush in this study. The second study looked at the placement of these rates and on the bed side or on the bed and swale sides. Again, the trial was conducted in a large block. There were 12 years and 8-year-old orange trees of Hamelin. There were 4 reps, each divided into 7 plots, each a single double row bed. The same 3 rates that we used in the previous study, but in this case, each rate was applied in 2 separate treatments. In one treatment, it was applied only on the one side of the trees, and in the other treatment, it was split application both on the bed and swale side, the 2 sides of the trees. And then there was an untreated control that received a blank application. Psyllid populations were monitored in May and June. 1 small and 1 large trees were sampled per plot, both on the bed and swale sides. The other procedures were similar to the previous study. We did not see any significant effects of placement either on the bed or bed or swale side. There were no differences between these 2 treatments or of tree age, because we looked at the 12 years and 8-year-old trees. So I am presenting the pool data for the rate effects here. And again, we see that there was a treatment effect on adults. Numbers were reduced with all the 3 rates, but the highest labor rate was most effective. There were effects on the percentage of infested flush 3 months after the application in June. And lowest rate and the highest rate was significantly different from the untreated control, but again the most reduction was seen with the highest labor rate. And the same 33 pounds rate reduced the density of eggs per flush, significantly different from control here in June, whereas the other 2 rates were not, and there were no effects on the density of nymphs per flush. The timing study, this was done on the same block that I mentioned for the rate study in 2007. And in this case, only one rate was used here, 33 pounds per acre rate, that was applied to the bedside only at 3 times, 20th of November 2006, 12th of January 2007, and 22th of February 2007. And these times were before the spring flush, which is a major flush that gets exposed to the psyllid populations and infestations. There was untreated control. 4 trees were randomly selected at each of the 4 locations, 2 per bed per plot. Psyllid populations monitored between December 2006 and June 2007 only on the bed sides, and sampling procedures were same as for the rate study. Looking at the effects on the adults, all the 3 application times, TMAC application at all the 3 application times significantly reduced adult numbers starting from 4th of April. The populations were very low before that time, and there were no significant differences. But we see here that in all cases, the most reduction was seen with the application that was made in January, 14th of January. Percentage of infested flush was also reduced with the TMAC application at all the 3 dates before the spring flush. However, again, the most effects were seen with the application that was made in January. The November application was not very consistent, as there were no effects here, and then it lasted only through 9th of May. February application, on the other hand, provided good control, but still less protection compared to the January application. Another experiment we did in the same setting for the time study, and in which we caged the 48 our old adults and looked at their survival on those flushes, treated and untreated flushes, and then looked at the survival of their nymphal cohorts through adulthood. And the nymphal cohorts were monitored for survival to adulthood. Parents were removed with the emergence of F1 adults, and emerging adults were counted and removed on each observation. This experiment was done 4 months after November application, 2.5 months after January, and 1 month after February application. There was significant mortality from application in November and January on the adults, about 40 to 45% mortality, and these adults were caged for about 25 days. The mortality in the four-week treatment was not significantly different from the untreated control. The effects were more pronounced compared to when we were looking at the feral populations. These are the populations that were caged on the flushes. And we see that there was about 55 to 76% mortality in the young instars and about 20 to 28% mortality in the mature instars. In case of abundance of the lady beetles, there are four species: Curinus coralis, Olavi nigrum, Cyclonida sanguina, and Harmonia exiridus. These are very effective predators, and as we see that they were equally abundant in the treated areas where different rates were used in 2006 and in 2007, where they were highest rate was used before spring flush at different times. So from these experiments we conclude that all rates significantly reduced the adult psyllid populations 3 months after application in 2006. However, the highest rate of 33 pounds per acre was most effective and also reduced infestation of flush with psyllid eggs and nymphs. So the high rate is recommended. There was no significant improvement in psyllid control when TEMEC was applied to both sides of the bed and swale, both sides of the trees, bed and swale sides, compared to the bedside only. So bedside applications are recommended. We saw a significant suppression in 2007 by applying at different times before spring flush. But where differences occurred, they favor the January application. So TEMEC application 2 to 3 months before spring flush is recommended. There were no effects on predatory lady beetles, so it seems that it's compatible with some of the generalist predators. However, limited efficacy was observed in this year due to unseasonable dry weather. So it's likely that normal rains would have improved the effectiveness of the product in these experiments. And I thank these collaborators and my assistant, and thank you very much for that.